still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretched out sound won't ever stay in the strain. And I need you more than want you.
And I need you more than want you.
And I want you for all time.
And I want you for all time.
And the Wichita line is still on the line. Still on the line. And I need you more than want you.
And I need you more than want you.
Girl, I want you for all time.
And I want you for all time.
And the Wichita line is still on the line.
Welcome all. You have tuned to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It is 3 minutes, more or less, past 11 o'clock on the 9th day of August, 2017. If you think about things like this, this was the same day in August that the second angrily deployed nuclear weapon was dropped on Nagasaki. That would be the 9th of August. But we're here to talk about a little bit more cheerful things. Hopefully, we won't enjoy a sudden, swift nuclear end in the next little while. I am your host, Zeke Duckworthy. You are listening to Radio Zeke. I will take this moment to do one of these here.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO. Method.
See, now we're all legal. And let's see, what else can I do here? Oh, here's one. This is a good thing to do on a day like today.
It's important to plan ahead for emergencies, like the storm. When it kicked in, we had a plan.
Separated.
We were able to get in touch with each other in no time.
I had no idea how to find each other.
My husband kept the kids
tried
occupied.
Calling our son, but there was no reception. Everything was down.
I felt like
breaking down.
We handled everything
crying,
very
but
well.
I had to try and stay calm.
The whole experience was fine.
Was the most frightening 10 hours of my life.
It was kind of like a little family adventure.
Every mother hopes will never happen to her. I remember
the moment,
the relief of being together.
I realized he was out there all alone.
If there's one piece of advice I'd offer other moms out there, it's to stay calm and keep to the plan.
Some parents plan ahead, some don't. Make sure you know where to find your family in an emergency. Start your plan at ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Now, if it wasn't being brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council, I would wholeheartedly endorse that. But there's something about ready.gov. And I don't want to jeopardize the station's license here. Okay, I'm going to briefly introduce my guest. Are you there? Let's see here.
Good say morning. Hello, yeah. Hello.
Okay, in studio today, I have a friend, I would like to say colleague, but he's on a whole different guitar playing and singing level than I am right now. His name is Jeff Nedelka. He's from this area. Where are you from originally?
Originally from Concord, Mass.
And you've been playing guitar for quite some time.
Yeah, about as far back as I can recall.
And that would be what? How old are you now? Like 25?
Oh, 35.
35.
Thanks, Zeke. I'll take it.
All right, okay.
Yeah, I guess 25 years or so, probably.
Well, that's okay. So I have a perfectly good excuse. okay, we're going to step in and play a couple of things. I'm going to start though by playing something that I have urged you to sort of pick up. So let's just jump in and play this version of the great Richard Thompson song by the great Richard Thompson.
Love it.
Spine it, Liza. Such like, says James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Light in 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled around behind and down to Box Hill. They did right. Says James to Red Molly, is a ring for your right hand. But I tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. For I fought with the law since I was 17. I robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. But now I'm 21 years, I might make 22. And I don't mind dying but for the love of you. And if fate should break my stride, then I'd give you my Vincent to ride. James 80 for armed robbery. Shotgun blast in his chest, left nothing inside. Come down Red Molly to his dying bedside. When she came to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of road, he was running out of breath. But he smiled to see her cry. He said, I give you my Vincent. Right. Says James, in my opinion, there's nothing in this world beats a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. Now Nortons and Indians and Greens as one do, they don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. For a hand and he slipped her the keys. Said,
said, I've got no further use for these. I see angels and aerials in leather and chrome swooping down from the heavens to carry me home. I think Evo and last kiss and die. And together is Vincent
to write.
To write.
The great Richard Thompson with his equally great song. That really is an outstanding song.
Yeah, that's ever since you kind of turned me on to him, actually, a couple months back, that's gotten some serious playtime around my apartment.
Well, that's I've seen some mighty fine players do that. I've seen a guy named Travis Linville who puts on the Illinois River Jam that I've talked about before. Mm-hmm. Out in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, last summer, end of the summer, he did that kind of toward the middle of his set, or that might have been his closing song. And you know, he's a very unassuming, quiet guy. And then, you know, it's kind of like when you cover that song, you're making a statement. Like, you know, if you sit down and John Mayer sits down and he says, well, I'll play, you know, Little Wing or something like that by Hendrix, you know, and then he does play it, you know, or then he plays his own stuff. So if you're going to play Richard Thompson, that song in particular, that's definitely a marker.
It's a bold one for sure.
Well, I've heard you play many a time over at the Burren, including last night.
Mm-hmm.
Just take one quick moment here to, you know, say hello to everybody who's listening to this show. If you happen to be, let's say, in Twickenham, because I believe you actually are in Twickenham, over in the UK, as opposed to Chester, where you might normally reside, or if you're in Cape Town, or if you are in Kiel, Germany, or if you were on your way back to Taipei, or a town south of Taipei, or if you're in Colorado, or Tulsa, or Austin, or Boston, or Somerville, if you're driving around Medford. Hello to you all. This is Radio Zeke. I'm Zeke Duckworthy, and this is Jeff Nedelka. So go ahead. You're going to play what?
Well, I thought I'd start off with a Jason Isbell cover. It's been getting some serious rotation.
Again, in your apartment.
Yeah, exactly. For the last year, really, I think he's one of the best, I wouldn't say up-and-coming songwriters out there. He's been around for some time now and just got out, I think, his third solo album.
Yeah, the new one with the 400 unit, which is his wife, Amanda Shire. We might play some of that, too. I have to say, he's on that new record of his, which is ought to be considered in the Grammys. It's right there. That's a great, great record.
Couldn't agree more.
The Nashville sound. He's got a couple of really strong songs, White Man's World, but he's my personal favorite, which I think is like one of the best songs I've heard in a long time, is If We Were Vampires. Mm-hmm. What a great, great song. Okay, you're going to play something called Speed Trap Town, though.
Yes, sir.
All right.
That's from his previous record, Something More Than Free. I guess dropped about 2 years ago, I'd say.
Hit it.
But it breaks my heart. She dropped a dozen cheap roses in my shopping cart. I made it up to the truck without breaking down. I guess everybody knows you speed trap town. It's a Thursday night, but there's a high school game. It's run a shallow across. It's a boy's last dream, a man's first loss. It never did occur to me to leave till tonight. No one left to ask if I'm alright. Sleep until I'm straight enough to drive and decide. There's nothing here that can't be left behind. Doctor said Daddy wouldn't make it here. Holidays are over and he's still here. How long can they keep you in the ICU? Veins through the skin like a faded tattoo. It's a tough state trooper till a decade back. Mama caused his heart attack. Didn't care about us when he was walking around, pulling women over in a speed trap. It never did occur to me to leave till tonight. It's no room, never be on. Sign my name and say my last goodbyes and a sign. There's nothing here that can't be left behind. Slept a couple hours in the pickup truck. Drank a cup of coffee by an Indian man. 1,000 miles away from that speed trap. 1,000 miles away from that speed trap.
There's Jeff Nedelka doing a real strong version of the Jason Isbell song, Speed Trap Town. Is it? He's a fine writer. He really is.
Truly. There's a lot of subtlety.
And, yeah.
You know, they sound real easy.
Well, forgetting about the guitar artistry, no, it doesn't sound easy. It sounds, okay, just so all the people out there who are wondering, no, he's not playing a Taylor. He's not playing a high-end Martin. He's playing a Fender guitar, which, see, that's what John Moreland meant when he said guitars are bullshit. pardon me for uttering that phrase, but I think you can, that's one of the 7 words you're allowed to say. It's not that there's nothing better about a better guitar, but it's kind of like all these overweight guys riding fancy $2,000 plastic bicycles that weigh 1 pound less instead of losing 5 or 6 pounds. Yeah, a guitar might make you sound a little better, but years of practice will make you sound a little bit better.
Indeed.
Yeah, that Jason Isbell song, you know, you listen to it and you think a couple of things. You know, you think about maybe Bruce Springsteen, Highway 17, another song that's got that same kind of emotion behind it, you know, although Highway 17, he dies at the end, you know, because he was the bad guy. That's a great song. And here, you know, Jason Isbell breaks free from his trap.
Right.
For a guy who I know a little bit, John Moreland, opened for Jason Isbell on the tour last year. Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow. I'm going to play one of his songs, too. The other thing you listen to that is, you know, of course, you know, if you sort of steep yourself in all this Red Dirt-esque kind of music, you'll listen to a lot of Steve Earle, and you listen to Guitar Town, which is his earliest hit, you know, his earliest electric hit in Nashville. And but I mean, that's electric, but he's talking about coming to a guitar town. So in my damaged mind, you know, you leave the speed trap town, you come up, you know, by way of Muscle Shoals to Guitar Town, which is Nashville. I'm going to play another song here that you have requested. Speaking of Jason Isbell, who's out of Alabama, and we've got some other folks here who are from out of Alabama. Let's see if I can get this one to run here. Turntable. This is on vinyl. So let's see if I can... where is this DJ mix? Here's the Almonds doing Little Martha. Eat a Peach, the kind of seminal release by the double album by the Almonds when they were all still together and alive and all that. That's kind of an important thing if you're going to release a live double album, or you know, you want all the parties to be alive. Although there are examples of albums that that people have released where one of the parties is no longer around, but the chemistry of that one, you know, you hear the stories about Duane Allman camping out in the parking lot in his van of the Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals, and he was just living out of his van and, you know, looking like Duane Allman. And I remember when that record came out, and I guess he eventually talked his way into the studio and sat down, brought his brother in, and they'd been playing down in Florida and all that. But, you know, and then literally, as they say, the rest is history, and the rest is history. That's a great song. It's, of course, you know, beautiful harmonic overtones and, you know, fancy finger picking. My guest is Jeff Nedelka, who is no stranger to that kind of playing. And he's going to treat us to another song right now. What is this?
This is a Ryan Adams tune called Winding Wheel. And for me, at least prior to discovering Jason Isbell, you know, Ryan Adams was sort of that that songwriter really kind of did it for me in the last decade or so, and still does, of course.
Oh yeah.
But I sort of put him at the top of my list for a long time now, and this is one of the first tracks of his that I heard that really got my attention.
Here you go.
Pardon a little tuning.
Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
And you're listening to Radio Zeke, and my guest is Jeff Nedelka, who just did a real fine version of that Ryan Adams song. We got little accompaniment outside because this is college radio. You do occasionally hear things like leaf blowers and things outside.
It's the sound of progress.
It is the sound of progress. All right, so we've just gone 11:30 here. Now, 3, 2, 1, 11:30 mark. It is the 9th day of August. You're listening to Radio Zeke. Now, Jeff has been playing around town. He's got a pretty good repertoire. Now, apparently, you started as an electric player.
That is right. For, well, up until only probably about 5 years ago, that's predominantly all I played. I always had this acoustic. I bought it a long time ago, but it did a lot of dust collection for a long time. And then that just kind of transitioned when I moved back to Boston.
Where had you been?
I had been getting my master's degree out in Syracuse.
Oh, up in the northern tier, the southern tier. That's actually the northern tier, isn't it, though, sort of?
Yeah, it seems like anywhere I go, there's just more snow than the last place I was at previously.
Well, it's tough to... I think you've hit the peak snow in Syracuse, so you're going to have a little less here.
But, a little bit.
Yeah.
Ever so slightly. But yeah, I was mostly, really entirely an electric player. But Mark Knopfler was always the ambition. You know, he was the sound that made me want to play guitar in the first place, so really very rarely played with a pick, and that transitioned nicely into playing a lot of acoustic for me.
Well, that's a perfect segue. Let's listen to a Mark Knopfler song here. This is a Hill Farmer's Blues.
Thank you.
Knopfler, Hill Farmers Blues. My guest is Jeff Nedelka, his guitar player, who's that's kind of a minor way of describing what you do.
You're
an excellent singer too. All right, you're going to cover something here, are you not?
Yeah, we seem to be in Mark Knopfler mode, so how about a little bit of that?
All right, what do you got?
This is Marble Town from, I believe it's off the Ragpicker's Dream album, if I'm not mistaken. One of the things I find so fascinating about his music is how deftly he can switch between this incredibly sensitive and provocative electric playing, and you know, mind-blowingly quick as well, to this real kind of melancholy acoustic Americana sound. Often,
he's besides being one of the, you know, sublime guitar players, the guy can sing.
Oh yeah, and oh, yeah. Trying to sound anything like him, it might actually be easier to sound like. To mimic his guitar playing than it is to mimic his voice.
All right, what do we got? Let's do it.
Roll out here, mister. If you need a little rest. Roll out here, mister. If you need a little rest, lay me down in Marble Town. The boneyard is the bed. I was a bad bone on the railroad. Tried to put me off his train. Bad bone on the railroad. Tried to put me off his train. Till the coast is clear again, I still hear them hollering. We got a man down here, we got a man down. We got a man down here, we got a man down. Gonna catch me a cannonball. Catch me a cannonball, it won't stop for anyone. Lay me down in Marble Town. Wait till morning come. Gonna roll out here in the tombstone. Wait here on my train. Roll out here in the tombstone. Waiting on my train.
Jeff Nedelka doing the thing here. Yeah, you know that song. You played it. I've seen you play that, and jaws drop because you know it's interesting. You walk into these venues. That's a Mark Knopfler song, Marble Town. How far back is that song? That's like 8, 10 years, 12 years at least.
I'm thinking 2003.
Yeah, it's one of his earlier songs. Yeah, I remember the first time I saw you play it at the Burren. you got up and did that, and I was like thinking, oh my God, this is like stupid good. Yeah, no, that's really
too kind.
Yeah, no. There's some pretty good players that have sat in that chair, so welcome to it. You can go engrave your name back there on the golden plaque.
Well, I'm very flattered.
Let's see, we're going to play a couple of other things here. I don't know what else you got queued up to play. I'm going to play a song. I'm not sure if you've heard this. You're listening to Radio Zeke. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am Zeke Duckworthy. My guest is Jeff Nedelka, who's in the Boston area. Your day job is you design buildings and stuff like that, is that right?
Stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah.
But you would have called me a draftsman 20 years ago, but that term, I think, is a little out the window these days.
Do you actually control what gets built as
Not
an
yet.
Architect? You're working your way up to it.
That's the plan.
Yeah. So actually becoming a registered architect in the state is, or anywhere, it's a tough guild to break in, is it not?
It certainly is. They don't make, well, it's gotten slight, I don't want to say easier. The requirements are a little bit less than they once were, but it's a daunting task with 6 exams and about 4,000 hours worth of work experience that you need to get in before you can even take them.
It's not unlike, well, it's the same general thing as being a land surveyor, registered professional engineer, land surveyor. I'm a cartographer by training, and there was a point.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
I've got a degree in map making and from the University of Michigan, way in the Bay, way back when. It used to be in the geography department, and then they put it into the civil engine, I think they put it in. And the geography department splintered. Half of it became cultural geography, and that went into sociology and all sorts of stuff like that. And then the stuff that I was doing was physical geography. But yeah, it's kind of cool. Maps are kind of cool.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm going to play a song here by a guy who's kind of obsessed with maps and geography. You probably know Greg Alan Isakoff. Are you familiar with this music?
Not as much as I should be.
Okay, he's another guy who I know a little bit. I've seen him 6 times. He knows me to say hello by name, so I guess that means I know him.
I guess it does.
Well, no, I mean, he lives in in the hills just west of Boulder. And this is a song which I think you'll like, because it's kind of Isbell-esque. He's one of these guys who easily could be signed. I mean, he he's like Isbell. He can fill 8,000-10,000, or he can play in front of 50.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays that kind of music. He's an excellent guitar player. So here we go. This one's called 3 a.m. from a record called That Sea, the Gambler, I believe, is this one.
All right.
Like it always seems to be, driving northbound, driving homeward, driving winds driving me. It just seems so funny, always end up here, walking outside in a storm while looking way up past the tree line. It's been some time. Give me darkness when I'm dreaming, give me moonlight when I'm leaving. Give me shoes that weren't made for standing. Give me tree line, give me big sky. Give me snowbound, give me rain clouds. Give me a bedtime, just sometime. Now you're talking in my room, but there ain't nobody here. Cause I've been driving like a trucker, I've been wearing through the gears. Training like a soldier, I've been burning through this sorrow. The only talking lately is a background radio. You are my friend, and I was the same. Riding that hope was like like catching sunshine. Now I just walk, well, I don't mind the rain. I'm singing so much softer than I did back then. Darker than we can really say. And God's been living in that ocean, sending us all the big waves. And I wish I was a sailor so I could know just how to trust. Maybe I could bring some grace back home, dry land for each of us. Say what you see, you say it so well. Say you will wait like snow on the rail. I'm calling a train yard for some kind of sign. Leaving my own self, it just don't seem mine. Give me darkness when I'm dreaming. Give me moonlight when I'm leaving. Give me mustang horse and muscle, or I won't be going gentle. Give me slender looks when I'm lying. Give me fingers when I'm crying. I ain't out there to cheat you. See, I killed that damn coyote in me.
Out there to cheat you. See, I killed that damn coyote in me. There you go. Greg Isakov. Yeah, this is great. So you're not familiar with that song?
Indeed, I'll have to find some more to familiarize myself with.
Yeah, Gregory Alan Isakov, 3 a.m. is the name of that song. In studio with me here at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio is Jeff Nedelka, who is in his own right a real, real good guitar player and singer. He's going to do one more before we tune out. But I feel like I'm like throwing stuff your way that you haven't heard before. So I'm going to play one that you say that you haven't heard before. Here's another guy who's known as a guitar player. Let's talk guitar geek here for a minute. When you're finger picking, a lot of times you're going to hit like ghost notes. Your uh-huh. finger will just kind of bump a little bit, you know. Will Kimbrough doesn't do that. he's considered to be, you know, like people hate him because he's so good. Here's a live session. He's doing one of his songs called Three Angels. This guy's out of Florida. Will Kimbrough, if you're not familiar with him. Let's see here if I can make this run.
Three angels wake me up each morning, tugging at my sleeve. Three angels see me off to bed each night. I never did believe until I saw them for myself. They don't have wings and halos, they don't dress in white. They don't have wings and halos, they don't dress in white. From the
tallest to the smallest, to the one who's in between. They're beautiful and funny in their way. One's a woman, one's a little girl, one's almost a teen, and they get smarter than me each and every day. Yeah, they get smarter than me each and every day. Everyone has angels looking over them. There was a time when I just could not see. Now I know the truth is I'm a lucky man indeed. Everybody has an angel. I've got three. Three angels looking over me. Three angels make me smile. Three angels shining bright to see. Three angels hot and sassy, meek and mild. Time when I did not believe. Now I know the truth is I'm a lucky man indeed. Everybody has an angel. I've got three. Three angels looking over me. Three angels make me smile. Three angels shining bright to see. Three angels hot. Sassy, meek and mild. Three angels looking over me. Three angels make me smile. Three angels shining bright to see. Three angels hot and sassy, meek and mild and bold and brassy. My three angels make me glad to be alive.
Will Kimbrough doing his song off his album Wings called Three Angels. In studio with me, Zeke Duckworthy, is Jeff Nedelko, who's a guitar player from around here, singer. And so we're talking about, you know, other good guitar players and singers. You're not familiar with Will Kimbrough.
Well, Zeke, every time we have a chance to chat about music, I always walk away knowing more about different players that I've never heard before than I did prior.
That guy's pretty good. He's a pretty sharp player. So you've got one more you're going to play us out with here. What is this one?
So this is something, it's actually two songs that I've been working on for a while that are actually pretty similar. Big Love by Lindsey Buckingham, who I always think has been one of the most underrated guitar players of that generation, at least by the large public at large, and then Classical Gas by Mason Williams. So as I said, I've been working on these for a while, and I haven't really been able to master either perfectly, but if I put them together, I can cut out the parts that I don't have yet.
Yeah. Well, there you go. All right, let's do this.
All right.
Thank you.
Jeff Nedelka doing his mashup of the Mason Williams song Classical Gas and the Lindsey Buckingham song Big Love. That's good stuff, man. My guest has been Jeff Nedelka. Do you have a website?
Well, first of all, thank you so much. And at the moment, it's in progress. I'm hoping to get something out here in the next couple months with some original material.
All right. So on this one, if you guys like what you hear, I've got the air check. Go to duckworthy.com. And that's noon right now.